It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is holding it down for us in New York City. Happy Monday. We got Monday Night Football going on right now, this minute, this second. We actually got a score. The Falcons lead the Eagles 3-0. About 11 minutes to go here in the first half. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158, and if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a busy show that we have had so far. Thank you to our guests. Travis Hancock came through and joined us. Morning show co-host in Charlotte on WFNZ. The show is Mac and Bone. We talked to Bryce Young. He got benched today. Thank you to Rod Walker from the Times-Picayune. He writes for the Saints. He came through to talk to us about that team from New Orleans that has started the season 2-0 after beating the hell out of the Dallas Cowboys. Smacked them up and smacked them around. 44-19. And so we got more to do this hour. If you want to participate in the show, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You find me online as well. I am at JR Sport Brief. Here in the first half of the game, Saquon Barkley has pretty much been the steady presence for the Philadelphia Eagles. Six carries for 44 yards, but the Eagles haven't been able to come away with any points yet. We talked earlier as well about so many of these injuries in the NFL. After only 2 weeks, or after this game, we will have completed 2 weeks of the season. There's no A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown is out of this game as well with his own hamstring issue. So Devontae Smith, pretty much the target at the wideout position here for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jahan Dotson, who they brought over from Washington, he's the other wide receiver. So not necessarily the best offensive group, but the Eagles should still have enough firepower to walk away with a victory here against the Falcons. The Falcons trying to avoid an 0-2 hole, and the Eagles are trying to avoid going 1-1. So we'll keep you up to date with the game as we continue on here on the JR Sport Brief show. You know, let's go back. There's been so much news that's come down the pipe today, so many things that we learned and figured out. I talked about the injury to A.J. Brown. We learned earlier in the show that Debo is now out with a calf issue. And Debo Samuel is expected to miss, you know, quite a few games as we continue on. The 49ers now are missing Debo Samuel. They're missing Christian McCaffrey with his own calf and Achilles issue. And their next game, or well, their last game, was against the Minnesota Vikings, who are surprisingly now 2-0 as well. Hickey, this is like a little reverse Uno here. Like, we got the Ravens, who are 0-2. We got the Bengals, who look like ass. The Vikings are 2-0. Is there a team that surprised you the most so far this year?
It is bizarre world. You're right. I would say so far through 2 weeks, it's the Ravens. In part because of who they played. I mean, obviously, it's the Chiefs week one. But at home, losing to the Raiders in the fashion that they did, where your offensive line's getting pushed around, and they're having a ton of penalties, and they're making special teams gaffes, like everything that's very un-Ravens-like right now from what we've seen is just not going their way. I would say that's definitely the biggest surprise for me, at least at 0-2.
Yeah, and they got the Dallas Cowboys up next, and that's got to be a must-win. There's no way in hell you going out there 0-3. And the Ravens are supposed to make some turnaround. But they are still a good team, I guess. And an 0-3 start may lead to a 6-7 game win streak. So they would be one team that I don't count out. You can't count out the 49ers as well, even despite their injuries. Their next game is going to be against the Rams, who are dealing with their own injury issues. Puka Nacua is already out injured reserve with a knee injury. Cooper Kupp has now injured his ankle. He is likely to be out an extended amount of time as well. We talked earlier on in the show about Isaiah Pacheco dealing with a broken leg. And then the big news for a guy who won't be playing, and it's really because of injury, or not because of injury, is Bryce Young. He won't be playing because he sucks. Dave Canales, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, decided to bench him today after telling the press and the media yesterday he's the guy. Listen to Dave Canales from yesterday tell everybody Bryce Young is their QB.
Bryce is our quarterback. I'd love to see this thing just continue to take the next steps offensively right now.
Okay. Dave Canales spoke to the media today, and then he told everybody why he changed his mind and why he is now benching Bryce Young.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors. We want to play more football. A lot of factors that go into it, you know, for this decision, you know, and ultimately just kind of lands on my shoulders to be able to make the best decision for our group, to give us our chance, our best chance to win this week. And we focus on the weeks. We focus on the challenge at hand, and we feel like Andy gives us our best chance to meet the challenge.
Hickey, did he say we want to play more football? That's what I've heard, that a few, we want to play more football. Is that what he said?
Yes. Now, I mean, there has to be another word in there, right? I don't know if it's complimentary, explosive football, better football, offensive football. There has to be an adjective before we just want to play football, unless Bryce Young was so bad that they basically said, throw out the game plan, we can't do anything, we're not even playing football, we're just trying to walk out of here in one piece. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they've been playing crappy football, that much we know. We just want to play more football. Okay, whatever. I mean, what the fans in Carolina have been witnessing, it certainly has not been, it hasn't been football. And unfortunately, right before we went to break, we talked about some of the ugly losses from yesterday. The New York Giants finishing the game, going through the entire game with no kicker. We talked about the Bucks beating the Lions. Dan Campbell admitting that some of the clock management issues to end the first half of the game, that they were his fault. And then I did tell you, especially as I went into the depths of how awful some coaches are, especially at communicating. Football coach has to be tight-lipped. He has to be mean. He has to be evil. He has to be angry. He has to be combative with the media. He has to be a tough guy. No tougher guy than Sean Payton, right? He got out ugly by the Steelers. The Steelers beat the Broncos 13-6. They had a chance and an opportunity to potentially go for a game-winning score at the end of the game. They were down to one timeout. That's it. One. They just scored. And instead of trying to go for an onside kick, they kicked the ball. And they lost time. By the time Bo Nix got the ball back, it was almost no time left. And he threw an interception. Now, we just heard from Dan Campbell. Readily admit and tell everybody, I screwed up. We, the Detroit Lions, lost because of me. Do you think you heard that same thing from Sean Payton? Well, let's take a listen. Sean Payton was asked, hey, man, why didn't you kick an onside kick with one timeout left and 1 minute and 54 seconds left on the clock? Why didn't you at least attempt it? This is what he said.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time going through it. You know, look back and forth. We had plenty of time to discuss it. There was a player down. We felt like our odds, the long run on third down prior to them punting took about 6 seconds. We were hopeful to have two or three plays before we went to the ends. It was just weighing the odds versus recovering an onside kick or, you know, getting the ball back with 26 seconds. So we chose to kick off.
Yeah, Hickey, I know that. We saw it. Did he answer the question? He didn't, did he?
Nope. No, he did not.
Yeah, just I'll just explain away if it's a masterful politician response. Just say stuff. Just fill in the blanks and say stuff, and people will just go, okay, whatever. I can't ask the same question again. I'm going to get the same answer. Okay. Whatever gets him off the hook. There isn't a head coach in the NFL that I enjoy watching lose more than Sean Payton, just because he's been a jerk since he's returned. Like, we saw what you did with Drew Brees. If you can have Bo Nix be half of Drew Brees, then good luck. They got Tampa Bay up next. Buccaneers should beat them. We know they ain't no sure thing in the NFL. And it was pretty hilarious. After the game, this was supposed to be a revenge game for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson still has not played because of his calf issue. They gave Russell Wilson, quote unquote, the petty game ball because of the revenge game, except for he didn't play. And Justin Fields, after the game, he says, yeah, we gave Russell Wilson the game ball because he beat his old team, but he didn't play. Listen to this.
I mean, I think we all know Russ got kind of did dirty last year. So I know he wished, you know, he could have played today in this game, but it's awesome, you know, getting a win for him. He got a petty game ball. So, yeah, it's great getting a dub for Russ for sure.
Kind of game ball?
Petty game ball, you know, because he was here. So a few guys got it.
Hickey, if you're Russell Wilson, what do you do with that football?
Oh, I mean, put it in the garage.
Give it to the dog, right?
Right. If you want to throw it around the backyard, have some friends coming over. Right, yeah, here's the ball. Go play fetch.
Yeah, here's just an extra football that I had just laying around. Because I'm Russell Wilson. I got a lot of football. So just here, take this one. Who wants that? Like, whose idea? Was it Mike Tomlin's idea to give him the ball? Who wants a ball for a game that you didn't even play in? I don't want that.
Have you seen that?
Seen what?
A game ball go to a player that hasn't played? I've seen like coaches get the game ball, oh, you know, first win or revenge. They got fired and he beat the old team.
A guy is injured. You know, but it's not. Yeah, Russell Wilson is hurt. But this is not like a season-ending injury. This is game two.
Do you think they were inspired?
Come on now. By him? Come on.
We're going to win this one for us.
Can you, if you're Russell Wilson, and we know he is the most upbeat, rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, let's go get him, guys. We know he's that guy. When you're not playing, how much can you say? You got to shut up, right?
Especially on a new team. I think you're right about that.
You got to shut up. You got to let Justin Fields run. I'm sure Russell Wilson is feeling rather uncomfortable. You don't, what the heck is this? Hickey, they will make anything. Honey pepper pimento sandwich. Okay. At Chick-fil-A. Okay.
Hmm.
You tasting that? You trying it?
No, thank you.
Yeah. Looks kind of runny to me. I'm not touching that. I'll put it to you this way. If it looks that way when you eat it, I don't know how it gets digested. But anyway, I'm just saying, sell anything. I'm going to remember this commercial just as much as I remember the Will Levis selling mayonnaise. And he might be better at selling mayonnaise than he is at playing quarterback in the NFL. By the way, the Philadelphia Eagles have now taken a lead. Jalen Hurts connecting with Devontae Smith. The Eagles lead 7-3 over the Falcons here in the second quarter. About 5 minutes left to go in the first half. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's see what the Falcons can do here to end the first half of the game, even with one half of football. I know there are a lot of Falcons fans who are already worried about this offense with the Falcons, all of the new additions that they have, and still not being able to generate any offense. Certainly going to be an issue if they are 0-2. Buccaneers are 2-0 in their division. Think about the Saints. We had that conversation with Rod Walker. He came through. The Saints are a surprising 2-0 after smacking around of the Dallas Cowboys. And so here we have week two of the NFL season, which is about to conclude. Hickey, I don't want to say I'm surprised because this is the Falcons. The offense has just been blast so far, man. There's nothing here with them.
No. And right now the only juice they have is in the run game. Which is a little, not that Bijan Robinson is not good and not that even Tyler Algier is not good. That's obviously not the case. But I figured you got Kirk Cousins, you have Drake London, you have Kyle Pitts, even Bijan out of the backfield. I figured this would be a pass first, run second offense. And at least tonight, and you saw it a little bit last week as well, this has been a predominantly run heavy game. I mean, I think Kirk Cousins has only a few pass attempts. They've had success, but yeah, they're going to run the ball a ton here. And I think it's also part of why you haven't seen many explosive plays either. It's just kind of ho-hum so far through the field, down the field.
Yeah, with all the talent, I think they have time to go ahead and figure things out. I thought that they would primarily be a little bit more run-heavy and just try to be big plays when it comes to the passes. Drake London is a giant wide receiver. Kyle Pitts is a giant receiver playing tight end. He doesn't have a catch today. But when you have Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier, I think you want to run the football, but you do want to have balance with some of the big plays, and they haven't found those either. We've seen them lose the ball a couple of times on some fumbles. And Kirk Cousins, he's about to get kicked to shreds if they don't start generating some offense as soon as tonight. I can tell you, if they lose this game and Kirk Cousins looks like ass and the offense stinks, you will hear calls tomorrow from Michael Penix Jr. You will. People will be saying, well, why are we waiting so long? Put him out there. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I kind of spoke it into an existence. Kyle Pitts picks up his first pass or first reception of the game on a screen pass. Let's see if they can generate anything a little bit larger than that. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll keep you up to date on Monday Night Football as this game continues to progress, and especially while I'm here with you on the air. But when we come back, we're gonna talk about, unfortunately, two Florida teams that stink right now. And I got to go to college. I got to look at the Gators, and I have to look at the Seminoles, because we got two coaches that might get the boot sooner than later. It's going to cost you a lot of money. Yeah, this is college football. Ain't no benching the coach when it's time to go. It's time to go. I'll give you an update on the other side. We'll talk some Monday Night Football.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, you can't touch the Saints. Right now, Atlanta is trying to touch the Eagles. Eagles are leading 7-3 as they approach halftime here in the first half of this game, Monday Night Football. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. What a day. And we talked about a lot. We heard from some of the coaches with some of their stupid explanations. Hi, Brian Daboll. Hi, Sean Payton. And we also talked some college football earlier in the show as well. Texas is your new number one. We had a chance to see Arch Manning, which I loved. Michigan is now swapping out quarterbacks. Alex Orji is going to get the start. Georgia had to hang on by a thread to actually try to turn around and beat Kentucky. But then I got to go to the Sunshine State. Because outside of Miami right now, where the Hurricanes still have some expectations, some of the other big programs in Florida, notably in Gainesville and Tallahassee, they ain't looking too good right now. They're pretty bad. How about we start at Florida State, a team that barely missed out on the college football playoff last year. Probably didn't get in because Jordan Travis was hurt, so they said, why the hell are we going to put them in there anyway? The Seminoles are now 0-3. This is kind of unbelievable. When you think about losing to Georgia Tech, you chalk that up to, oh, okay, that's fine. This is just a game in Ireland. And then they come back and they lose to Boston College. And then this past Saturday, they get obliterated almost by Memphis. They could only score 12 points. They lost 20-12. DJ Uiagalelei, people want to ship him out of Florida completely. Forget Tallahassee. They want to move him to another country. This is bad. And so there are actual conversations going on right now not just in Gainesville, but also in Tallahassee about buying out Mike Norvell. This guy just keeps getting extension after extension after extension. He was in talks to potentially replace Nick Saban in Alabama before Kalen DeBoer came through and took the job from Washington. The Seminoles, I'm going to say it again, they are 0-3. This season is done. They started the year ranked at number 10 in the AP preseason poll. They ain't ranked nowhere right now. There will be no college football playoff. There will be nothing. And Mike Norvell has a contract that takes him to the year 2031. Firing him would cost $65 million in a buyout. He ain't going nowhere. Not now, at least. I mean, he ain't going anywhere. Hickey, you think he's going to think he'll be back next season?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, this is bad, and this is not getting better anytime soon. And 0-3 is one thing. If you're talking about 3-9 at the end of the year, because that's, you look at their schedule, they are trending towards 3-9. It's college football where emotions run high. I could absolutely see Florida State saying, enough of this guy, we got to get someone else in here.
Well, Jimbo Fisher, he got bought out for how much? Oh, my God, like
that was
70-something million dollars?
Right around that range.
Oof.
That was a lot of money.
Let's see how much Florida. Look, if I'm Mike Norvell, fire me. I'm going on vacation for life. Get me out of here. They got Cal, SMU, Clemson, Duke, the Hurricanes, North Carolina, Notre Dame showing some life. Charleston Southern Buccaneers.
Should win that one.
Yeah, there'll be another team they lose to. And then in a matchup of the losers representing the state of Florida, they got the Gators to end the season. That should be a lot of fun. And what's the irony, right? During his press conference on Saturday, Mike Norvell, he's chatting it up with the media after now going 0-3 and losing to Memphis. This should tell you about his job security. The fire alarm went off while he was talking.
I tell it to teams all the time. Momentum takes one play. I mean, that's it. That's all it takes to change it. And, obviously have had some opportunities that, that we needed to respond in those situations. But, I mean, I think from their attitude, their approach, I mean, even they're in the locker room, we're all disappointed. As we continue to work and continue to pour into each other and the opportunity we have.
Come on, Hickey, did somebody do that on purpose? Somebody pulled the fire alarm on purpose somebody had to do that on purpose, right? That's not like a hidden message from God. Somebody did that on purpose.
I don't know. This could be some divine intervention.
Fire alarm. Oh my God. Leave
Please
the building.
Leave.
There's an emergency. Fire alarm. Please leave. Please leave. Oh, man. That's almost as funny as the guy who called me once. Hickey, there was a guy who was on the phone with me, and he does security. And the fire alarm went off while he was talking to me. And I said, and he's continuing to speak with me, and I'm saying, bro, like, I enjoy talking to you, too, but this is your job. I hear the fire alarm. Every listener hears the fire alarm. Or the emergency alarm. Shouldn't you go figure out what it is? He's like, everything will be okay. I'm like, okay.
Anyway, back to my point on the Steelers' defense. Why they got to run the 3-4.
Yeah, meanwhile, our Amazon warehouse is being raided and ransacked right now. But, about those Steelers. I don't know if that's the type of evidence I want for my job, you know? Hey, so, Bob, last night, we were raided and ransacked. And we actually have audio evidence of you, on the radio while our place was being pilfered. And what do you say to that after? You just accept being fired, right?
Pull the Shaggy line. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Not my voice.
Did that work out for Shaggy at the end? I don't think so.
Don't think so.
I got to listen to the lyrics all the way through. She caught me on the counter. It wasn't me. Even caught me on camera. It wasn't me. Caught me red-handed. It wasn't me. I got to look that one up. Anyway, Mike Norvell, he might be a little bit safer than the other guy I'm about to tell you about, Billy Napier. And not too much better in Gatorland, probably not too much better. Hey, they are 1-2. They did pick up a victory over the Samford Bulldogs. That says a whole hell of a lot. They just lost to Texas A&M 33-20. The Gators are 1-2. Billy Napier has been here for 3 years. The guy signed a 7-year contract worth $52 million. Overall, he's 12-16 with the Gators. They're moving towards their fifth straight losing season. And this pill, a little bit easier to swallow if they got to fire him. He's only owed $26 million. A little different than Mike Norvell, $65 million. Billy Napier still thinks that there's a way to turn this season around. I ain't necessarily counting on that. Take a listen to what he said.
Have there been any discussions, or you been told anything about your future?
No. None.
Do you feel like there's still a path to earn a fourth season if the team can get it together and
yeah, 100%.
Get on a roll?
100%.
Uh-huh. Well, they got the Mississippi State Bulldogs coming up next. That might help them with some type of saving grace because somehow, some way, they lost to Toledo 41-17. I don't know. Maybe Mississippi State has already quit on the season. And maybe the Gators can go out there and just pick the bones, but there's no expectation. They are already wealthy donors who are raising the money to give him the boot. Yeah, things ain't looking all that good out in Florida, whether you happen to be in Tallahassee, whether you happen to be in Gainesville. Bad all the way around. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Lee is here from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to tell you right now, Gators are my team, and what they're going to have to do is this. They're going to get rid of Napier. And no offense, I think it's going to be after the Mississippi State game if they win or lose because it's a bye week, and they're going to put in any kind of interim coach. What they need to do after that is they've got to go after Lane Kiffin because all they have to do is pay off Lane Kiffin's buyout, which is going to be $6 million, okay? And they've already got the money to pay off Napier, which is 26, and Kiffin's already said he would love to coach the Florida Gators. So that's my dream scenario.
Okay.
All right, because let's face Napier's not going to be there. He can't be because he kind of stinks as a coach. You know this as well as I do. But I guess my point is that Lane has said he would love to coach the Florida Gators, and he wins everywhere he goes. And the only problem that I have is,
oh my goodness!
I mean, well, he's not what he did. He's even said he doesn't want to start a dynasty at Ole Miss.
Well, Lee, you actually have brought, and thank you for calling from Cincinnati. I appreciate you. I feel like you brought this up last week or 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or prior to the start of the season. Can he finish the year at Ole Miss first? I know they're not just going to pull him in midseason. Can he finish this year first? Can we see what he can do with Ole Miss before we start throwing Lane Kiffin into the Gatorland next year? I mean, we slow down just a little bit. We got the fire alarm going off at Mike Norvell's place, and we should have had the fire alarm with Billy Napier, too. But let's slow down. Let Lane Kiffin finish at Ole Miss. Let him go through the year and, I don't know, lose to Georgia and go from there, okay? And disappoint everybody in the playoff. Then we can talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When I come back on the other side, we're going to start to wrap things up, and then I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. This sounds crazy to say. It sounds dirty to say. Today is September 16th. Wow. Damn. We'll go back in history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Monday Night Football is at halftime. You just heard Marco Belletti. The Eagles lead the Falcons 7-6. Kirk Cousins 7-13 for 75 yards. Jalen Hurts 9 of 13, a touchdown. He connected with Devontae Smith. A Jalen Hurts, 51 yards rushing. He's had some big runs here to get them into scoring position. Saquon Barkley, 37 yards rushing himself. And the Falcons, they just look like they're running in mud. They're trying to figure out what their offense is. Bijan Robinson has 72 yards on the ground. And so the rushing attacks by both teams are really holding it down. No A.J. Brown tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's out with a hamstring issue. And so Jalen Hurts is pretty much taking it upon himself to try to go out there and generate some offense. I think this is going to be a close one throughout. If the Falcons don't win, they fall to 0-2. And Philadelphia Eagles trying to start their season 2-0 after that victory down in Brazil against the Packers. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. It will be a disaster here in Atlanta if they don't win this game or at least put up some major points and generate something. People are going to lose it. And part of that has to deal, unfortunately, with the Saints. When the Saints start off 2-0, when the Falcons start off 0-2, you can bet that there are going to be a lot of upset people here in Atlanta, Georgia. So, of course, this will be a big theme of what we discuss tomorrow. What's Philadelphia doing? But how's Atlanta doing? And then we have so many other teams already in the NFL that have just been disappointments. The Ravens have to be probably the largest disappointment, as Hickey had mentioned so far, starting the season 0-2. The Cincinnati Bengals also 0-2. We had Ja'Marr Chase losing it against an official yesterday. There's just a lot going on in the league, and we're only 2 weeks in. Not even to mention all of the injuries that we've discussed. There's no A.J. Brown tonight. There's Puka Nacua is out. Cooper Kupp, we learned today, is now out with an ankle injury. And Deebo Samuel is dealing with a calf. And so the injuries and the hits, they keep on coming, even though the season just got started and is underway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Monday, September 16th. I'll tell you the year in case you forgot. The year is 2024. Yeah. Hickey, every day just goes by. Just the days keep on going by.
It does fly by. I will say around this time, I don't mind the days going by quickly. Just because then we get closer to summer and better weather. So I kind of almost rather breeze through.
You're thinking about summer and better weather in September?
Yeah. The seasonal depression hits hard. And honestly, it's not even gotten cold yet.
You're right.
Up here.
Yeah.
Or dark. That's when it's really depressing.
Well, it's gotten, well, if it helps you feel better. The sun disappears now at, I don't know, this, before 8 o'clock. I'll put it to you that way, okay?
Too early.
Yeah, too. We got to get used to it. Either that or we move to the Southern Hemisphere.
That's true. Not a bad idea. Could do the show from there.
Not too bad. We can do the show from Brazil.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, we'll be safer than the Philadelphia Eagles felt. We'll figure that out. We'll see what they, at least they're not going back. Anyway, let's go back in time. September 16th. What happened in this day of sports history?
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
The JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go back in time. Because on this day, September 16th, 1993, Dave Winfield, he was 41 years old. Dave Winfield was playing for his hometown, Minnesota Twins. Dave Winfield got his 3,000th hit with the Twins as they beat the A's 5-4. Let's take a listen to the big one, number 3,000 for Dave Winfield, courtesy of MLB.
Winfield trying to become the 19th man to accumulate 3,000 hits. First man to do it for his hometown team. Grounded towards the hole, hit number 3,000 for David Mark Winfield. Winfield's second consecutive hit. He chopped the ball off the plate. Back in the seventh inning for career hit 2,999. And now finally, at home, where he wanted it all along, hit number 3,000.
Yeah, he was slumping big time before that. It's like, man, everybody expects me to get 3,000. Can I just play baseball? He played two more years after that. Hey, something else that took place. September 16th, 1996, there was another twin who got hit number 3,000 on this same exact day. His name? Paul Molitor. 3,000 hit. He went 3-for-4. The Twins lost, unfortunately, to the Royals 6-5. But he got his 3,000th hit. Take a listen to this, also courtesy of MLB.
To right center field. Myers and Nunley chase it. Myers, the ball drops. Molitor has his 3,000th hit, and he's chugging for third. And he's in with a triple. Paul Molitor becomes the 21st member of baseball's 3,000 hit club.
And that's nice. Hick, you ready to hear about a cheater?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's September 16th, the year 2000. A cheater named Sammy Sosa, while he remembered how to speak English, he hit his 50th home run. He joined Mark McGwire at the time as the only man to hit 50 home runs in three straight years. The Cubs lost to St. Louis 7-6, but Sammy Sosa did this.
Sosa with 87 walks, and there's a drive belted number 50, headed toward Big Mac land. Wow, tie game.
Well, Sammy Sosa, we talked about what he has been doing throughout his career and most recently, and he has just hit a milestone home run, and he just keeps adding on to all the things that he's accomplished lately.
Slamming Sammy Sosa. Cheating Sammy Sosa, probably a better name. Hey, this guy didn't cheat, at least as far as we know, no evidence. Jim Thome, September 16th, the year 2007, he hit his 500th career home run. He's playing for the White Sox, and he belted this two-run home run in the ninth. The White Sox beat the Angels 9-7. That's Jim Thome played until the year 2012. He's eighth all time with 612 home runs. Jim Thome played forever. Damn, that man played. Yeah. Hickey, he played a long time. And no drugs, as far as we know.
That's
none.
True, as far as we know. But that is. I guess I never thought about it. That is crazy. It's all time level status right there.
Yeah, because he's not hawking himself on television all over the place, you know? Where's Jim Thome? What's he doing? Do you know?
I don't. Was he on MLB Network maybe at one point? I have no idea.
I don't see him. Don't see him, don't hear him. I mean, but when it comes to baseball, we know like which announcers are always out there. Alex Rodriguez is always out there, Pedro Martinez is always out there, a Big Poppy. No Jim Thome, man. I guess kind of enjoying retirement. And if he is on TV, sorry, Jim. Sorry. What does it say? Post-playing. Doesn't matter. No, I don't know, Hickey. I don't know about that one.
You know what? If he's living a good life, then good for him.
Currently serves as an analyst for the MLB Network. I don't know if that's still active, but you're right. He was on TV.
Part-time role, maybe once a week, once a month. Fly in, fly out.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, look at this. Falcons right at the halftime trying to get something going. Hickey, did they score yet? What's going on here?
No, but they are driving yet again inside the 15-yard line. Got the ball to start the half. Running the ball right down the Eagles' throats. And yeah, just right down.
Yeah, rushing attack is working right now for the Falcons. And they better win this game. There'll be a lot of upset people here tomorrow. I know you're happy, though. I saw the New York Mets. They got a walk-off win, huh?
Did you see who was back too?
Who was it?
Grimace. Brought him back today in the stadium.
And they gave him a seat, I heard, right? Is it purple?
It is purple.
Oh my God.
And they are now 1-0 with him back in attendance.
Oh my God.
Playoffs, here we go.
Are you gonna get a Grimace jersey?
No, I won't go that far.
Would you wear the Grimace outfit for Halloween?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. We might have to do that here for the show.
Oh, I'm all in. Especially if the Mets are still playing playoff baseball that late in the year, sign me up.
You know what's crazy? It's nutty to think. Like, Halloween is next month.
Crazy. baseball season is almost over. The fall is here.
The fall is here. The NFL is here, and Bryce Young has been benched. Listen, the JR Sport Brief Show is here, but now it's gone. Thank you to Rod Walker from New Orleans for joining us from the Times-Picayune. Hey, thank you as well to Travis Hancock, WFNZ Morning Show, for coming through. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you missed anything. Thank you so much, Ryan Hickey.